In this tutorial, I'm going to show how to use SharePoint Designer 2007 and Internet Explorer 8 to quickly make customizations to the themes inside SharePoint. We'll start out by opening our site, saying file open site, and providing the URL or browsing to it. And here's the URL to mine to a site called Theme Demo. And we'll open that site up. It'll populate the folder list with a number of different folders. Here we can see that's where the mobile view is stored. We can see various lists that are available on my site. We can also see the master page. Now, in talking about changing the look and feel of SharePoint, often you'll come across the concept of a master page. Master page helps you define the structure of a page. And so what we want to do is not necessarily change the structure of a page. We just want to change the look and feel, the color theme of the site. And we were able to do that by applying various cascading style sheet elements. Instead of going through and trying to find it inside an HTML, we'll find they're actually not in here. It did the right thing. It applies the styles are using CSS classes. So you see classes, MS, global links. So instead of us going through and trying to find inside here where that content might be defined, what we can do is leverage the capabilities of Internet Explorer 8 to quickly find a specific element and make changes. So we'll switch back over to IE8 and we'll see here's our site, Theme Demo. And notice that it uses the default theme, kind of a blue navigation area, white content area, links are blue. As I hover over, they turn black with a black underscore. So let's make some changes to this site. Let's go to Site Settings. And underneath Look and Feel, we'll be able to change the site theme. It allows us to choose from a number of different themes. The default theme is the one we just saw. We can look at the various changes we can make to the title area, changing the menu bar to an orangish red color, changing various elements, or we go down here to the reflector theme. And that, you'll see that changes multiple elements on the UI. So we'll choose that just to kind of really illustrate how just applying cascading style sheet changes can radically change the look and feel of your site. So we hit apply, and we'll see that the site settings, the application pages, are also applied with a theme, making a consistent look and feel between the site and the site settings itself. So let's go to the site. We can see that the hyperlinks that we were looking at before, which were blue, and in turn black as we hovered over them, now are white. As we hover over them, there's just a white underscore that appears. And we can also see that there's a breadcrumb, and the breadcrumb has a nice blue color to it. As I hover over, it turns white with a white underscore, staying consistent with our hyperlink look and feel. Now as I look at the recycle bin is green. What if I want to change that? Let's introduce the Internet Explorer 8 developer toolbar. I'll show you how to do that. Developer tool is a really cool feature of IE8 that allows me to do things like look at the HTML that's used to render the current UI, can navigate various elements and find them inside the UI, or if I want to find a specific element in the UI, I simply hit find, select element by click, and hover over various elements to be able to click on them and find them. So if I click on the breadcrumb name here, I can see href, there's the anchor tag, class is MS sitemap directional. And let's give ourselves a little more real estate so we can see that. We expand that, you can see the text is Kirk Evans. What this IE developer toolbar allows us to do is also to apply some kind of what ifs to it. So here, let's say, what if I was logged in as someone else? How would this look if I had somebody with a really, really long, ugly, ugly name like this? And I go over here, we can actually see the change and how that would look inside the UI. Now, if that didn't actually affect anything on the server, that just affected the local rendering. So if I go back and maybe if I close the developer toolbar, refresh the page, you can see that the server still has the correct rendering, Kirk Evans. So again, let's go back to the developer toolbar. find, select element by click. Let's go back and find this recycle bin element, and let's see what the rendering looks like there. So we'll maximize the developer toolbar window, and we see there's the anchor tag, and we could expand and see there's an image that's for the recycle bin, as well as the text was recycle bin. And I look over here at the styles. We can see that core.css, the core style sheet for SharePoint, defines some style rules for font family and color, but those have a strike through in the font. It's because those have been overridden elsewhere in the cascading style sheet hierarchy. If I scroll down here a little bit, you can see that there's a rule defined with MS Recycle Bin applied to a table with the TD and anchor tag element filter shows that the color for that should be 008800, and that applies to the recycle bin up here. So if we want to look for that specific item, we'll look for this rule table MS Recycle Bin TDA, and we'll find that in this specific style sheet. So let's go back over to SharePoint Designer, and we'll find that exact style sheet. The way that we'll find that is, remember that if we looked in the folder list, we had the catalogs, and underneath catalogs was the master page. That's where we defined the structure of the page. If we want to change the look and feel, we applied the theme. And simply by going to the web UI in SharePoint, we're able to choose one of the out-of-the-box themes. Now if we hit F5 and refresh, see that by applying the theme in the web UI, created this new folder called underscore themes. If I expand that node, there's the reflector theme that we chose. And underneath that theme, there's a number of supporting images as well as style sheets that are applied to create that look and feel custom to this theme. There's the REFL 10116500 CSS style that we saw in the IE8 developer toolbar. Open that up. And now we'll look for that specific style rule. Look for recycle bin. Hit find next. And somewhere down here we'll see there's the specific rule that we saw inside the developer toolbar in IE8. It defines the color 008800 as we saw before. So if we click that, there's a couple different features of this UI in SharePoint Designer that I want to kind of point your attention to. First is the ability to manage styles. So I can look and see various styles that are available, quickly click through them and see here's the style that's available. Here's our rule, the MS Recycle Bin TDA rule, and as we click over here we can see here's the selected style preview. It shows us that the text will be green. If I go over to the CSS properties, that allows us to actually see here's the different properties applied to that style rule. So if I see that the color is green, I can change that to another color. And remember, at the beginning, we wanted to pick a specific color blue. So I'm not exactly sure that this is the right color blue. We'll use the docking feature of Windows 7 here to kind of dock these two windows side by side. Oh, wrong window. Here, we'll dock this window. And that allows us to be able to choose a specific color. So I'll use the color picker in SharePoint Designer, choose more colors. I'll use the more color selection window. Instead of just picking a color blue out of here, I'm not exactly sure which one of these is the right one. So I'll use the select button. That changes the cursor to an eyedropper. Allows me to hover over the UI and choose various colors. And the more colors window updates accordingly. So here I can hover over that blue color for the link, say OK, and we see that actually does change the link to blue. So I hit save here, SharePoint Designer. So it's processing the file. Go back over to IE8. We'll hit F5 to refresh the page, and now the link is blue, matching the color blue up here. So you might be wondering, as I make these changes using SharePoint Designer, does that affect others using that might be using the same theme or affect other sites on the server? So let's take a look at that. First, let's create a subsite to test out that theory. We'll go to over here and we'll say that we want to create sites and workspaces. And here we'll choose the title is going to be my subsite. And the URL is going to be subsite. Hit create. First, notice that that new site doesn't use the same theme. It chooses the default theme, just like we saw before when we started this screencast. Second is, as I choose the site action, site settings, and I go under look and feel, and again apply a site theme, if we choose that same reflector theme, take just a moment for that list to populate. If we choose that same reflector theme that we just customized a moment ago, and we hit apply, just like you would expect, the changes that we made in SharePoint Designer do not affect any other sites. It was only customized the site that we worked with before. So the recycle bin link here is green. If we go back to the site that we customized, we'll be able to see that the recycle bin link is blue. Which begs the question, what if I wanted those changes to be able to be seen by multiple sites or my customizations here to be reusable? On my blog, blogs at msdn.com/kaevans, I have a post called Customizing SharePoint Themes with SharePoint Designer 2007 and IE8. That is the accompanying blog for this screencast, and if you scroll down towards the bottom, you'll see for more information, and there is a link in there that says create a custom site theme and make it available to others. And that post shows you how you can customize one of the out-of-the-box themes, apply your own images, styles, and how you can then deploy that back to SharePoint so that others can use it for their sites. So that's it. I hope you found this information useful. What we showed was how to use SharePoint Designer 2007 and IE8 to quickly pick out a specific style element, customize it for a specific theme, and quickly update it inside SharePoint Designer. We're also able to see how to use the IE8 developer toolbar to make local edits, what if edits, to be able to see what impact customizations would make. Hope you found this information useful. Again, visit my blog at blogs.msdn.com/kaevans.